The book of Ecclesiastes in the Old Testament says, "For everything there is a season under the sun." And today we'll focus on how Jesus, the Son of God, guides us and is with us in every season of our lives. Jesus is both the Son of God and the Son of Righteousness who shines on us. For everything there is a season under the sun. God created the seasons back in the beginning. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and there was evening and there was morning, and it was very good. And then when things went bad because of sin, there was rebellion and death and more sin and death.
凡事都有一个定期，上帝起初创造咗时段同埋季节，起初神创造天地，有早上同埋晚上，咁系非常之好。
So God flooded the earth. Noah and his family are saved. And God sent them a rainbow, a promise in the sky that he would never strike down every living creature again like that. And while the earth remains, God says there will be seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night. For everything, there is a season under the sun.
于是上帝用洪水淹没了这个地球，挪亚同佢家人得救。上帝赐俾佢哋一道彩虹，承诺佢哋再唔会去击杀所有嘅生物。上帝话，只要地球仲喺度，就会有播种同埋收获，寒冷同埋炎热。
We're still stuck with the cold of winter here this weekend in New York. And as Christians, we're still stuck with our cold, sinful nature. As we say on Ash Wednesday, which is this coming Wednesday, remember you are dust, and to dust you shall return. But our gospel reading today transcends winter. It gets us unstuck. Unstuck in seasons of sickness or struggles. Unstuck from apathy and wanting more. Jesus' transfiguration on the mountain, our gospel reading, it shows us the promises of God.
在纽约，我们仍然是忍受住寒冷的冬天。作为基督徒，我们仍然坚持我们懒惰的罪恶的本性。 正如我哋喺星期跟住呢个星期三嘅圣灰日所讲一样，记住我哋系尘土，我哋将归于尘土。我哋今日嘅福音阅读系超越咗冬天，系等我哋可以摆脱困境，喺疾病同埋斗争嘅季节里边系脱颖而出，从冷漠同埋想要更多里边解脱出嚟。
Scripture says, for everything there is a season under the sun. Here in the church, we're in the season of Epiphany. Epiphany is the color white. Epiphany means revealing or seeing. And this is the last Sunday in Epiphany. This Wednesday will begin the 40 days of Lent. We get ready for Holy Week and the cross of Jesus Christ. It's the center of the church year, the center of our faith, the cross of Jesus, the suffering and death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Savior.
经文讲到，日光之下，凡事都有一个定期。在教堂里边，我们正处于显现期这个节期。显现期是意味着揭示、表现出来。 显现期的颜色是白色，这个是显现期最后的一个星期日。这个星期三跟着下来这个星期三，就是我们预苦期40日的开始，并且为圣周做好准备。 圣周是我们一年里面的中心，我们信仰的中心，耶稣基督的受难、死亡和复活。
The season of Epiphany is about light. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the true light. We are enlightened in Jesus, in the Holy Spirit. The season of Epiphany begins with the wise men, the nations worshiping Jesus. They give gifts. And we've been giving gifts to Jesus too this Epiphany.
显现期是关于光的。耶稣是世界上的光，他是真光。我们被启发，被开悟。显现期的节期是由博士、列国敬拜耶稣所开始，赠送礼物。在这个显现期里面，我们都一直是给耶稣送礼物。
Then from there, we have the baptism of Jesus, which we celebrated, where we hear God the Father say, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Here we see who Jesus is and why he matters. He goes into the dirty waters of our sins. He identifies with us. He who was no sin came down from heaven to be our sin, to be sin for us.
然后是耶稣的洗礼。我们听到天父说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。在这里我们看到耶稣是谁，还有为什么他是这么重要。他为我们进入了罪恶的污水里面，与我们认同。他自己是没有罪，但从天上面落到来这里是为我们成为罪。
And now here we are at the end of the season of Epiphany. In our gospel reading today, Jesus goes up a mountain. It's a high mountain, Matthew tells us. For everything under heaven, there is a season. And here we have a mountain where you can see everything. There seems to be lots of mountains for the seasons of Scripture, the different parts of Scripture. On Mount Sinai in the Old Testament, our Old Testament reading today, God spoke to Moses. God gave his people through Moses his laws from the mountain, the words of life, what we know as the Ten Commandments.
现在我们在显现期的结束的结尾的时候，在这里讲到耶稣上山，是一马太华是一座高山，天下万物都有定时，一切万物也都有一个山。在这个西奈山上面，耶稣对摩西讲他的说话，上帝给了他的子民，给了我们的律法，他的生命之言十诫。
Now Jesus goes up a high mountain with Peter, James, and John. He is transfigured or glorified. He's transcendent. He's illumined. It's wonderful. Jesus' face shines like the sun, it says. His clothes are white as light. Moses appears. Moses, who saw God face to face in the Old Testament, now is here with Jesus. And Elijah appears, the great prophet who in the Old Testament on a mountain was shown God, and now he is with Jesus, the Son of God.
现在耶稣和彼得、雅各、约翰一起上了这个高山，并且是变了形象，是很荣耀，超越发光，是非常之精彩。耶稣的面是发光，好像日光一样，他的衣服洁白如光。摩西出现，现在摩西面对面看到神的儿子，以利亚亦都出现，这些伟大的先知在山上面显明神就是这位，就是我们的神。
Our gospel reading says that Peter says then, "Lord, it is good that we are here. I'll make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah." And then, before he can finish saying it, there's a bright cloud that overshadows them, like the cloud on Mount Sinai in our Old Testament reading that hid the glory of the Lord.
经文里面讲到，彼得话，主啊，我们在这里真是好了，我们做三个棚，一个给你，一个给摩西，一个给以利亚，然后一朵明亮的云彩遮盖了他们，就好像这个西奈山上的云彩隐藏了耶稣的荣耀一样。
A voice from the cloud, the voice of God our Heavenly Father, says, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Well, this is a repeat, right, of what God the Father says at Jesus' baptism. This is my Son with whom I am well pleased. And here God adds one more part. Listen to Jesus.
是一个来自云彩里面的声音，上帝的声音。我们的天父他说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。这个是神在耶稣受洗的时候重复讲过的说话。这是我喜悦的爱子。但是上帝在这里再补充多一句，他说听他的。
Listen to him. That's what the voice from heaven says. The disciples are terrified, but Jesus touches them. Rise, he says, have no fear. And when they lifted up their eyes, right, as it says in scripture, we lift up our eyes to the hills, from whence does our help come? They lift up their eyes and they see no one except Jesus Christ alone. They see Christ alone.
听他的，门徒听到之后都好害怕、好惊，但耶稣去触摸咗佢哋，叫佢哋起来，不要害怕。当佢哋举目望向我哋嘅帮助所在嘅山丘嘅时候，当佢哋望上去举目嘅时候，除咗耶稣之外，佢哋一无所见，系唯独基督。
Listen to him, it says in our reading. Listen to Jesus. And what does Jesus tell us or say? Right before our reading today in Matthew's Gospel, Jesus says this, If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
听耶稣的说话，那耶稣怎么说呢？ 就喺我哋今日阅读嘅马太福音里之前，耶稣话：有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。凡愿意救他性命的，必失掉生命；凡为我失掉生命的，必得着生命。For
everything, there is a season under the sun. Under the sun of righteousness has arisen, it says in scripture, with shining and healing. Jesus is both the Son, S-U-N, and the Son of God.
日光之下，一切都有定期。在日光之下，公义的太阳已经升起，照耀和医治。耶稣是太阳和圣子。牧师在这里用了英文字 Sun and Sun。 Sun, S-U-N 就是太阳， Sun, S-O-N 就是个子。 牧师在这里做这个比喻，是身和身都是耶稣。
Jesus, the Son of God, is revealed on that mountain. He shines as the Son of Righteousness. On a high mountain, he transcends sin and death, transcends all creation. He shows forth the blinding glory of God. Or as scripture says, the light shines in the darkness.
上帝儿子耶稣在山上显现，照耀好像公义的太阳，在高山上面，他超越了罪和死亡，超越了万物，彰显了神耀目的荣耀，光在黑暗里面，在黑暗里面，是闪耀出来。Jesus,
the Son of God, is the one promised of old, the one whom Moses and Elijah longed to see. He's the one who holds all the Bible together as God's word of life and light. The one who holds all things together for peace. See him as it says in scripture, he's not here, he's risen, right? He ascends to heaven. And in our reading today, his appearance was like lightning and clothing white as snow.
上帝的儿子耶稣是古时所应许的那一位，摩西和以利亚渴望见到的这一位。 将圣经作为上帝生命和光明之道的这一位，为和平而将万物结合在一起的这一位，看见他，他不在那里，因为他已经复活，他的容貌好像闪电，衣裳洁白如雪。
In Jesus, we see the lightness of eternal being, being one with God now and forever in Jesus. And one day, for all who believe and follow him, we will see him in this glory. But now, there's a season for everything under the sun who is our light. And in Jesus, every season of life is enlightened. There is, as Ecclesiastes tells us, a season for everything, and a time to sow, and a time to tear, a time to build up, and a time to tear down.
在耶稣的身上，我们睇到永恒存在嘅光明。喺耶稣里边与神合而为一。有一日，嗰啲相信嘅跟随嘅人将喺荣耀里边见到佢。而家日光之下，所有嘢都有一个定时。
在圣子之下，我哋嘅光喺佢嘅身上，生命嘅每一个季节、每一个节期、每一个时期都被照亮。正如传道书话俾我哋听，逢人有时，撕裂有时，建造有时，拆毁有时。We're leaving behind the season of Epiphany, and this has been a time to sow. Remember, a time to sow and a time to tear. We sew together God's plan of salvation in Jesus as revealed to us in the season of Epiphany. From Jesus' baptism down in the waters of our sin and death to above and beyond on the mountain of transfiguration, it sews together sin and forgiveness, death and life, light and eternal life. And there's also a time to build up, a time to build each other up with Jesus and why he matters in our life.
我们即将离开显现期这个节期，这个是逢人逢埋一齐嘅时候，将上帝喺耶稣里边嘅救赎计划缝合喺一齐，从洗礼潜入我哋嘅罪恶同死亡嘅水里边，到超越佢山上边嘅变象，将我哋嘅死亡、生命、罪恶同埋宽恕、光明同埋生命都缝合喺一齐，有建立嘅时候。
God says in our gospel reading to listen to his son Jesus. For everything, there is a season under the sun. We live under Christ's protection and his love. There's a time for sowing, right? As the Ecclesiastes tells us. And there's a time for tearing. And this Wednesday, we head down the mountain with Jesus to the cross. The season of Lent begins, 40 days of tearing ourselves away from selfishness, tearing ourselves away from sin, of letting God tear us away from ourselves to bring us to him. It's a special time to listen to Jesus, to deny ourselves, as Jesus says, and take up our cross and follow him.
但而家上帝话要听从耶稣，日光之下凡事都有一个定时。我哋生活喺基督嘅保护同埋爱之下，但系亦都有流泪嘅时候。喺跟住呢个星期三，我哋要同耶稣一齐落山。呢个星期三系御苦期嘅开始。呢40日，我哋要远离罪恶，让上帝将我哋从我哋嘅自我中心里边分离出嚟，去聆听耶稣特别嘅时刻。
Seeing life under the sun and seeing life under Jesus, the Son of God. Scripture says all things hold together in Jesus, every season of our life. Lent is also a season under the sun. So is Easter, right? Of new life and of new hope. But before Easter, we get the season of Lent. And Jesus, the Son of God, guides us and is with us yesterday, today, and forever.
看见日光之下的生命，看见在圣子耶稣之下的生命，万物都是在耶稣里面。御苦期是日光之下的一个节期，亦都是复活节和新生命，亦都是一样。永远的生命亦都是如此。耶稣神的儿子是引导我们。
We live one season at a time. Jesus says, For whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. We find our lives in Jesus for every season of our life. For everything, there is a season under the Son of Righteousness, the Son of God, who is our light and our life.
仍然我哋系一个季节一个节期咁样嘅继续活落去，喺每一个节期每一个时段，对于失去生命嘅人，耶稣话：因我嘅缘故，佢会找到生命。对于任何事物，日光之下都有一个定时。公义之下嘅太阳，神嘅儿子，我哋嘅光同埋我哋嘅生命。
阿门。
阿门。